Well, it is Monday, June the 25th, 2012. It's the beginning of our week on a Monday morning. I think I still have my sleep voice, or either my sleep voice or my radio voice, whatever you'd want to call it. It's still a little early for me. But I'm so glad that we are here together today, and that you've chosen to join me and to join the others that are listening in just spending time with the Lord this morning. You know, that is what He desires of us more than anything, for us to be in fellowship with Him. Now, we're in our services yesterday morning on Sunday, our local services, we were continuing talking through and preaching through John 15 about abiding in the vine. And by doing so, by spending time with Jesus, by abiding in Him, He gives us everything that we need for life. I want to start with Hebrews chapter 12 this morning. I want to read this verses 1 through 3. And this is such a great reminder for the beginning of our week and how to live victoriously this week and how to battle sin in our life and how to stay in the right mindset and how to obey the Lord. It says this in these first three verses of chapter 12 of Hebrews. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and the perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Here the writer of Hebrews, going back to verse 1, he exhorts us and encourages us to lay aside every weight and lay aside every sin which so easily entangles us. And he encourages us to run this race that we have this week, the race that we have this morning, with endurance. But the only way that we can do that victoriously is to fix our eyes upon Jesus, the founder and the perfecter of our faith, the one who begins and completes the work in us. We look to You today, Jesus. Jesus, Lord, I pray for my brothers and sisters today. Lord, I pray a victorious week and a victorious day, Lord, that the sin that so easily entangles us, Lord, that it would have no part of our lives today. Jesus, I pray that You would just renew us to this morning by Your Holy Spirit. Lord, give us Your thoughts. Give us Your desires. Lord, give us the strength to follow through and obey what You have told us. Jesus, I pray that in everything that we do today, that our eyes would be fixed upon the author and the perfecter of our faith, Jesus. Lord, we look to You this morning. We fix our eyes upon our Creator, upon our Savior, on our Redeemer, the one who gives us our daily bread, the one who gives us everything that we need for life. Lord, in song, Lord, we declare this back to You, and we declare this to a lost and dying world, that You have risen from the dead, that You have given us power over sin, and that You are doing Your perfect work in us and through us right now. We sing this to You, Lord. Let no one caught in sin remain. Let no one caught in sin remain inside the lot of inward shame. We fix our eyes upon the cross and run to Him who showed great love and bled for us. Freely You bled for us. Sing this, Christ is risen. Christ is risen from the dead, trampling over death by death. Come awake, come awake, come and rise. rise up from the grave. Christ is risen from the dead. We are one with him again. Come awake, come awake. Come and rise up from the grave. Beneath the weight, sing this. Beneath the weight of all our sin, you bow to none but heaven's will. No scheme of hell, no scoffer's crown, no burden great can hold you down. In strength you reign forever. Let your church risen from the dead, trampling over death by death. Come awake, come awake, come and rise up from the dead. Christ is risen from the dead, we are one with him again. Come awake, come awake, come and rise up from the grave. Oh death, where is your sting? Death by death, come awake, come awake, come and rise up from the grave. Christ is risen from the dead, we are one with him again. Come awake, come awake, come and rise up from the grave. Christ is risen. To you, Lord, we lift our eyes to you, Jesus. You reign over us, you reign over us. We give ourselves to you. Abide in you all of this week. Lord, may we find our strength from you. Lord, may your words and your voice be loud and clear in our spirits this week. Lord, I pray this over my brothers and sisters. Lord, that you would give victory and that we would walk in that, in your full victory that you have given us. Lord, I pray this week, Lord, that strongholds that are in our lives will be broken by the power of your Spirit. Lord, that you would use us in mighty ways as we abide in you. Lord, be honored and lifted up, Lord, and we celebrate who you are and what you're doing. We love you, Jesus. Have your way in us today. You are worthy. We love you, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Amen.